Welcome to We Hungry, the podcast where we give you our personal takes from local St. Louis restaurants on whether or not it's worth your time. We will cover several things about the restaurant, from the cost and presentation of the food and drinks, to the quality of service from the staff, to the atmosphere of the place itself. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Carson. And on today's episode, we'll be talking about our dining experience at the Lewis and Clark American... What's it called?
Lewis and Clark's American Restaurant.
Restaurant. Okay. So this was down on the St. Charles Main Street. Mm-hmm. We went on a Monday night at 7 p.m. And it's pretty much just smack dab in the middle of Main Street there.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
It's one of the older buildings, so it's like this giant three-story building when you walk in. Mm-hmm. It's really, really old. And they just basically they just used the staircase.
Yeah.
All the way up. And I think we were on the second floor.
Yes.
So that was pretty nice.
So I think the kitchen is the third floor. What? Or at least tucked away in the third floor.
That makes no sense. Yeah. Why is it on the third floor? That's weird.
It's kind of what I gathered, though.
Really?
I think there might be... Or maybe it is the second floor. I don't know if they had seating all the way up to the third.
Okay. I don't remember seeing people going out there, but like we didn't sit like obviously by the staircase to watch to see people go up. So, what are you here? Oh, so we did have a reservation there, though they still had a 15-minute wait.
Yeah,
we showed up, which wasn't too bad.
We were also 15 minutes late for our reservation.
Yeah, so.
So there's that too.
Okay, that's not too bad though.
Yeah.
The decor inside was a lot brighter than I thought it was going to be.
Yes.
But I don't know if that's because they had Christmas lights up.
Yeah, they did have a lot of Christmas everywhere. But honestly, it did look like it was probably like a good amount of like bright lighting as well as like the potential for mood lighting, if that's what they were going for.
I think in general, it's more mood lighting. Because, like, when we walk past it all the time, we only saw the bar. Because the bar is right in the front.
Yeah.
And when you look through the window, you first see the bar. And that's kind of
that definitely looked very dim in there.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a more dimish, I want, like, modern-esque bar.
Yeah.
So, like, I would think when you walk in, everything else would be the same. Low lighting.
Low lighting on it overall.
Yeah, but when you walk in, it's, like, super bright.
It's very Christmassy right now.
I guess.
It was tasteful.
Yes, yeah, it wasn't like too much.
No, it was garland with lights.
Correct.
Above things, and that
was the bar really did it. Look nice. Like when you walk in, it's a lot bigger.
Yes.
Than I thought it was.
I thought it was going to be this tiny little building.
Yeah, I said, well, you see the bar, it just basically takes up the entire window.
Yeah.
And the window is like this giant, you know, wall to wall window showing you the inside. It's just the whole bar.
Right.
So I'm like, oh,
but it's a very long building.
It's deep.
Yes.
It's deep.
Deep. That's the good
and
word
then,
for it.
And then I didn't, like I said, it's three stories. I didn't think it would go up too.
Yeah.
So that's cool. That makes it a lot more seating, which is, I think is pretty creative.
Yeah.
For a lot of these old, older buildings.
Yeah. Down there. Definitely good usage of their space.
So, we did know, so there was a lot, it's a pretty family friendly type of deal. Pretty much was a bunch of families doing their holiday dinners. Or
so the main level looked like it was like one family's holiday party. Mm-hmm. And they had a lot of older guests, so which is good because then that means they didn't have to go upstairs. But they took like the whole like bottom floor for their party, which is probably because they couldn't go upstairs. And then on the second floor, it was a variety of people doing just regular dining.
I don't know. The table next to us had a pretty they were big doing, party. They had like a bunch of, you know, 3-4 kids were there, babies.
Two babies.
And they were having this kind of big old dinner. They were taking pictures and all that.
Yeah.
I wonder if we should have photobombed them.
I'm sure they would have appreciated that.
Of course. Of course. What's holiday pictures without people, random strangers photobombing them? I like the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. I thought it was very modern, but yet it's like...
Rustic at the same
time. Rustic, yeah, rustic is a good word. Because
you could, like, they use their brick interior and, like...
Because you can feel like you're in an old building, but then it's not like, you know, decrepit, you know, it's still pretty modern.
So we sat by the window. Mm-hmm. I was not cold.
Oh, yeah, I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
That's actually a really good thing.
Because so it means that they've got...
The insulation.
Yeah, the insulation is done well and, like, the windows are blocked appropriately for... Mm-hmm. The cold. But they did have fans as well that I noticed on the second floor, which is probably very useful during the summer because I'm sure that heat shoots right up through the building.
Yep. Heat rises. Mm-hmm. That's how it works. Let's see here. They were playing Christmas songs though, or yes. Holiday songs.
Yes.
I don't know how I feel about that.
It's December.
It is the holiday times. So whenever we release this, it'll be in the summer.
Yeah, it's probably gonna be like, you know, June when this one comes out.
Like, man, why is it cold? It's like, well, we did this in the cold time.
But they did have fans, so it should be good for summertime
too. Yes. Yeah, well, like we went to a few places like Salt Smoke and a few other places down there in the summer, and they were chill.
Yeah.
Out there. So.
Oh yeah. And I thought they had a patio, but I don't think they do. They just like they have one of the like it's not a actual park, but it's like the the pretty area. I don't know how to best describe it, but there's like
you're not a nice doing a good job describing it.
There's like a nice greenery space next to their building.
Oh,
so like it'd probably be fine if you're waiting.
I don't think that's a pad. I think it's like a waiting area.
Yeah,
like outside waiting area. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I do not think that. I don't think you could even eat there.
Yeah, I don't think it was associated with the restaurant. I think it was just a little greenery space.
Okay.
So at least like if you are there in the summer, there's a nice area you can chill out, or spring or fall. So, not cold weather.
No. Okay. All right. You want to go into what we had for food?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anything other atmospheric things we need to touch base on. I think that was it pretty much.
Yeah, I think the big thing I was thinking about is if you are not good with stairs, make sure you do a reservation and tell them you can't do stairs.
Yeah, so there's no elevators, there's no ramps. This is not very any capable, accessible.
No.
You have to go upstairs.
Yeah.
You need there, so I would do reservations and do it on the first floor.
Yes,
and let them at the bar,
because they ask. They're like, "Can you do stairs?"
Which is nice of them.
Yes, it's very observant. So it's definitely one of those. If you aren't though, you should definitely make a reservation and let them know.
So if you need to bring grandma, grandpa, or whoever.
Yeah,
the people who don't go upstairs very well.
Mm-hmm. So definitely something to be observant of.
Mm-hmm.
So we started off with their Cajun shrimp.
Oh, yeah. So we did get an appetizer. Mm-hmm. The spicy Cajun shrimp.
On top of, it was a Cajun rice pilaf, right?
I think it was a Creole rice. Creole rice.
Okay. Which are two different things.
Yeah, but it looked more Cajun, though.
It did. It, yeah.
It said Creole rice, but it's way more, it looked more Cajun because it was red. And man, that rice had a kick to it.
Yeah, it did.
It was spicy. I liked it, but it wasn't too spicy, but.
My first bite was just the rice, and I'm like.
Ooh.
What did I order? What is this?
It's spicy.
Yeah. But it was also very flavorful.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a lot of heat to it, but there was a lot of flavor to it as well. So they did a good job.
It was seasoned really well. A lot of flavor. Wasn't too salty. Wasn't nothing. It was, I was spot. I really liked the rice, actually. Yeah.
No, it was delicious. I just couldn't handle very much of it.
It was good. I think it was perfect. For me, it was like perfect. It was great. Yeah. Just enough flavor, just enough spice. Mm-hmm. And then with the shrimp on top. So it's a spicy Cajun shrimp.
Yep.
It looked like, it sounded like it was grilled. It was kind of split in the middle. Mm-hmm. Has a little nice spicy kick to it, sauce to it.
Nice big pieces as well.
I think it was nice big pieces. I think it was cooked well. I wish it would had a little bit more, would have been hotter, like more temperature wise.
Oh yeah. Like physically warmer.
Yeah. I felt like it didn't come fresh out of the kitchen. Yeah. Like
the rice was still hot.
Yes. The rice was still hot. But I figured like the shrimp kind of cooled down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was my only concern. Otherwise, it was really good.
Yeah,
I would highly recommend getting it again.
Yeah, no, it was delicious, and it was six pieces, so we actually got to like each have three pieces worth.
Oh, I didn't even count.
I did because I was paying attention to it. And I was like, okay, that's actually really nice.
I mean, look at the pictures.
Hold on. We each got an even amount.
Oh, and it came with a side of lemons.
It did. Too. It had like the lemon in a little lemon wrapper.
Yeah, they also have the lemon wrapper, so which is you don't ever see that.
Yeah,
no. That's very a really good touch to it.
Yeah,
Pay attention to the extra detail.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Though I don't usually use a lemon on my seafood. I usually just dig right in.
Yeah, I did it. I actually put the lemon on the rice.
Yeah,
and it toned it down a little bit for me.
Okay.
So it's pretty tasty. So
that's good. 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 Let's see. What else do we have? Oh, I did get an old fashioned.
Yep.
To drink, it was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Really well balanced. I don't know what's. There's been a trend going on where there's this like really thick orange slices.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's good or bad. I like my like orange slices kind of not like paper thin, but like not thick.
Okay, yeah.
It's a drink. I don't want to eat it. You know, type of deal.
You want it as garnish, not as
Yeah. It's a little orange zest to it. Mm-hmm. It was really good because they did have Redemption Rye with it. Mm-hmm. There is an upcharge for some little nicer stuff, but
yeah,
I think it was kind of worth it, especially after my trip down to Disney this past week, paying $15 drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay rather than paying $10 drinks now.
$10, yeah. $10 seems like nothing after a Disney trip.
Oh, yeah, nothing now.
Yeah.
My biggest thing I had issues with was it came with crushed ice or ice cubes in it.
Yeah.
And it's not the first time too. I've had this on many places
recently.
I don't want to say it's a pattern, but it's been consistent. And when I'm ordering old fashioned, I want a big block of ice.
Yeah.
Like an ice square or a big old ball of ice. Like if you make that type of drink.
Yeah.
It needs a big block of ice.
Yeah. The more standard.
Yeah. If I'm ordering like a gin and tonic or a vodka and soda, a vodka and club, then yeah, that's fine. Jack and Coke, whatever. But if I'm ordering old fashioned, I want a hard, solid ice. So I can take my time. You know, can you imagine if I got like scotch on the rocks or whiskey on the rocks and they give me ice cubes? Oh,
no, I would be like, what is that?
Yeah. It's like, give me one cube. Yeah. Don't give me tiny pieces. So because it dilutes it and like you can't. So that makes you drink it more. I don't know if that's part of the strategy or not. so you can buy more. I don't know. But I don't think that is the. People need to stop doing this in general. It's really, really annoying. So. Yes. Otherwise, it's still good.
It still
was a very, very good old fashioned. I just had to drink it really fast.
Yeah, so
I could enjoy it
with old fashions.
Yes, no, any like drinks like it,
or old fashioned like drinks.
Yes,
that is the rule.
It's really.
I will also say the waitress was great. So she kept my water full the whole time because I was just downing water.
Yeah, she was very nice. She was very knowledgeable. She she knew what the specials was. She knew what we could do. She knew that they did not have sweet potato fries.
Yeah,
so.
And, like, caught you and was like, we don't have that.
I really wanted it. Oh, well.
That's okay. It's one time.
I guess. It's an American diner or American restaurant.
But it looked like your meal was pretty good.
My meal was fantastic. So, speaking of that, so I got the special that night, which was a bone-in pork chop with some mango salsa on top. Sounds delicious. Looks delicious. Was delicious. Tasted delicious. The pork chop was nice, was perfectly cooked, nice and juicy, wasn't dry on the inside.
Good.
Like, just right above medium rare, like, just right above pink.
Okay.
Where it started turning, like, more whitish pink.
Right.
So you get that nice juicy, they had a nice layer of fat on it. I love fat on my pork chop. Mm-hmm. It was bone in. I love bone in stuff.
Yeah.
Like bone in wings, steaks. Mm-hmm. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Fish.
I mean,
I do like my bone-in fish. That's the kind of Asian thing.
Yeah.
It was really good. The mango salsa was surprisingly paired really well. It complemented because the salsa, the acidity of it kind of cut through the fat and the savoriness of it. And then, the mango had that weird fruity sweetness of it that kind of mellowed out everything.
Okay.
And it kind of mixed well because I think the pork chop had this kind of glaze, like honey glaze or a teriyaki glaze on it. So it already had sweetness to it, but then you had a little fruit to it. And it turned out okay. So.
No, I mean, it looked absolutely delicious.
Oh, so good.
And then, like, the sides that you got with it, too.
Oh, yeah. So I did get sides. I forgot. So I got the red beans and rice. So the rice is the same as that Creole rice we got for the shrimp, which is perfect for me.
Yeah.
And the red beans, I think, kind of helped give a little more heartiness to it.
Okay.
And it kind of helped mellow out the heat. I think it was a great, great side. Mm-hmm. Though I probably just could have just done just the rice itself. Maybe like a little gumbo, something like that. Jambalaya.
That would go well in a jambalaya for sure.
Oh, yeah. That little nice kick to it.
Yeah.
So I really like that. Let's see what else I have here.
You had the green beans and bacon.
I was actually disappointed about the green beans and bacon.
Really?
Yes. The green beans were, there wasn't any sauce or anything, so I think it was kind of like a dry cook, which is fine.
Interesting.
The green beans were cooked well. They were soft.
They did look fresh.
They did look,
they were like the long green beans.
Yep. But I don't think there was enough bacon on it. The bacon wasn't like crunchy or savory or oily. And it was kind of bland. That's like the one thing I was like, oh, this is interesting. So I don't know. Maybe I just need to add some salt and pepper to it. But it was kind of, it was good, but it's just.
The amount of serving was huge.
Oh, yeah. The serving was, both of the sides were a good, decent size of the serving. But I just kind of thought the taste of it mm-hmm. was kind of bland. Nothing like special. Interesting. So that's kind of much my meal. I really enjoy that. So you want to go with yours?
Yeah. So I got the Riverwalk, which is a pastrami and turkey sandwich with Swiss coleslaw and Thousand Island dressing, which is all served hot on a marble rye.
That's a Reuben.
Yeah.
you describe a Reuben.
Just without corned beef.
Yes, and sauerkraut.
Yeah. It was delicious. So their sandwiches come with some form of side. So I went for just a house salad and then just did their house dressing with that. The house salad, I was really impressed, actually. It was quite delicious. They had, so it came with like very small, that's not a word. Very small diced tomatoes, that were like seasoned with salt and pepper. And then I think some other things as well. And then, so that was on top of the lettuce. And then their house dressing is like an Italian.
Okay.
And it like blended beautifully.
That's good.
I was really, really impressed because I was like, okay, it just looks like a salad, but flavor wise, really good. Let's see. Yeah, I just really enjoyed it. And then the sandwich itself. So obviously it's pastrami and turkey is what it was. Quite delicious. It was still warm, which I loved. The Thousand Island was a nice level of like, you have that little bit of sweet, little bit of savory.
Okay.
But it accented the meats. It didn't drown the meats.
Not your typical Thousand Island, yeah. I want to say. Okay.
Yeah. The rye bread itself was really good. It actually had a little bit of a sweetness to it in the cook. So that I very much enjoyed. And then everything was warm still as well. So I was very pleased.
Did you take some home?
Yeah, I took the other half home.
Oh, did you eat it today?
I have not eaten it yet.
I was going to say, how was it left over?
That's lunch tomorrow.
Okay.
Because I was just so full, like I couldn't handle it anymore. And I was like, all right, we're done now.
Okay.
But it was really good. Very much enjoyed it. I would order that again. Probably get something more fun than a salad.
A salad, yeah. Yeah. Well, they don't have any like fun size. It was kind of like average. Not was average, but like normal size.
Yeah. French fries, coleslaw, the rice pilaf, the Creole rice, or red beans with smoked ham over Creole rice.
Yes, that was good.
And then house salad, Caesar salad, the steamed vegetables, or green beans and bacon.
I'm sure you could have done the soup of the day, too, but it didn't really.
Yeah, it was chicken noodle.
I think it was chicken noodle, too.
And I went, eh.
It's not cold enough yet.
Yeah.
Not cold enough yet.
Yeah. Not emotionally ready for that.
Okay. Didn't you also get stuff to go for Dalton?
Oh, we did. Did he enjoy that? He's eaten almost the entire thing of it. What did he get? He got the bacon and cheese potato skins.
Isn't that the spicy chicken?
You're right. It was the spicy chicken potato skins. So potato skins topped with spicy chicken, pepper jack cheese, and jalapenos.
I don't know if you had any reports on that. I don't know if anybody liked it.
I think all he said was, it was good.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
Food critic 101 right there.
Oh, yeah.
It was good. I didn't know if it was like buffalo chicken or is it like...
I think it was just like, it looked like a shredded chicken.
Okay.
When I saw him eat it when I got home.
Okay.
But I mean, that's what he had for dinner tonight, so. Okay. He didn't hate it, obviously.
That's good.
Otherwise, he would have just been like, no, I'm not happy.
I thought about that, but I'm just in more potato skins.
Yeah.
So, and the shrimp looks way better. Mm-hmm. With that rice.
That shrimp was delicious.
That was good.
I'm very glad we got that. So.
Other than that, let's see. Let me pull out my cheat sheet here.
Gotta do the cheat sheet.
Yeah, gotta do the cheat sheet. Alright, so we did ambiance, right? We did the service. Yeah. Yep. Food. Price.
Pretty standard.
Yeah. Like. That's pretty standard.
Like the shrimp was $15.99.
Yeah. I think mine was $25 because it was a special.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a really good special.
Yeah. No, that, I mean, it looked great.
I think if it was cheaper, it would have been great, but I don't think you could make it more expensive.
No.
I think that was a pretty spot on price right there.
My river walk was $14.49, which that's fine.
Yeah.
Because that's meal and a side.
My old fashioned was upcharged because of the redemption rye. Yeah. Still good, but.
They do have a bunch of beef and pork entrees. So they had like prime rib. You can get an 8-ounce prime rib for $28.99.
Yeah, I did not want to
see. Filet for $32.99.
And after my Disney trip, that's like nothing. Yeah. No offense, but like after my Disney trip, like, I can do a not $56 steak right now.
Right, 8-ounce boneless pork chop $20.99, ribeye $31.99. So I mean, those all feel like reasonable prices. Yeah. I definitely felt like, I guess minus your poor green beans, I definitely felt like they knew how to cook their food.
Oh yeah. Yeah, like I don't know what it was with the green beans. Maybe there's it was just I don't know.
Maybe it'd been they forgot to season it or something.
Maybe I don't know. Yeah. I mean, they're fine. I mean, like, you know, talk about clean food.
Yeah.
So, you want to do our scores? Oopsies. You want to do our scores?
Yeah.
I think I kind of know what mine is. I'm kind of curious.
So, gut is feeling 7.5.
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't expect, that's my score too.
Okay. I was very content.
Were you? So why 7.5? No, not 7 or 8. Why is your gut giving you 7?
I mean, it had a good atmosphere. It was enjoyable. I understand that this, like obviously I'm in 8 months of pregnancy, so like stairs are currently just obnoxious for me. I wouldn't care any other time.
It's okay. I'm not pregnant, and I don't like stairs.
and it's definitely, but it's also part of the environment.
Yes.
With the restaurant. Mm-hmm. So it's like a positive and a negative at the same time.
They could have done ramps, though.
Yeah.
But.
That would be very difficult.
That would be pretty steep ramps, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They would have to have a ramp go, like, all the way on the edge.
I would do, like a spiral ramp. I wouldn't do, like, angles.
Yeah.
I would spiral it up. So then you can get a more gradual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which would probably mess up the whole flow of everything.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not an architect. Yeah. I'm just an engineer.
Yeah. Food was good. I definitely enjoyed it. And I would definitely and I would definitely go back.
Yes, I would go back. I do, so I forgot. So for our last a new category, dateability.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I think it's a good place. Yes. It's really dateable.
Yeah,
it's
I
a
thought
really
about
good,
that, too.
It's a good dateable place. It's not, it wasn't like, what was the place we went? The fancy Italian restaurant.
The fancy Italian?
Donatelli's?
Donatelli's,
yeah. Yes, that's.
Yeah, it's not Donatelli level.
Yeah, but I think it's a pretty good, like, early-ish date.
That's definitely a good
early date. You know.
Yeah.
Third, after third date.
Yeah.
Maybe second date.
You'd probably get away with second.
Maybe. I would not go earlier than second.
No.
For me, it'd probably be a third date.
Yeah.
I'm a little old. I'm a little old school.
Well, I'd say, I always think the first should be something very simple.
First one's like coffee.
Yeah.
You get coffee or a drink somewhere.
Yeah, or lunch.
Yeah.
Like a midday kind of thing.
Yeah. And the second one is more like a longer.
Yes.
A longer coffee and slash drinks. Like maybe get like an appetizer or something.
Yeah.
But anyways. But I think it's good because, like, you kind of get that. I liked how we sat there. That little, like kind of, like, it's kind of, like, going, like, a modern dinner, but it's also, like, kind of a little intimate.
Yeah.
Because you're next to, like, that old building, window, seat. But even if you're not there, like, the rest of the inside is pretty nice.
Yeah.
Get that nice kind of modern, rustic look to it. Or you can sit down at the bar. Mm-hmm. I think this is a good place.
Yeah, go. No, I would definitely say that.
And then I think it's a good location, too, because it's right along the river. Yes. There's a lot of stuff you can do on Main Street. Mm-hmm. And there's ice cream, candy, a bunch of other stuff you can do. So.
Yeah, I definitely agree on that. That definitely has high dateability location. I don't know. I'm not getting, like, a big wow factor, though.
You don't have that wow factor? Okay.
Yeah.
But it's above average, so, like,
yes.
It's
more than a 7. Absolutely enjoyed. We'll go back. No questions. Okay. But I just didn't get a wow factor.
Okay. I would have gone. I'm going 7.5 too, mm-hmm. because the green beans, mm-hmm. and my goddamn ice, in my drink.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I probably would have given it an 8.
That's fair. Yeah.
Because everything else is good. Everything was cooked fine. I just thought the green beans was kind of bland. There's nothing special. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
It was just like...
Could have used some...
Like, how's everything else? How's everything else good? Like, how's everything else good? This is just like, eh.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You got roasted green beans.
It wasn't even roasted. I felt like it was like... I don't even... Yeah, I guess.
Probably boiled, actually.
Maybe. It wasn't boiled. Okay. It wasn't boiled. It's just like... It's like... How do you have green beans with bacon? But there's no grease.
Oh.
The bacon. And yeah. Like, no flavor.
Yeah, those probably should have been, like, tossed in the oven.
I don't know.
Bacon on top of it.
Yeah, or something.
Yeah.
Or I would pan fried it or pan seared it and then throw bacon. Like, I would cook the bacon and then throw it in there.
Cook it in the grease.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's me. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then the ice in my old fashioned. Yeah. I don't like cubed ice. I give me one ice. I'm not drinking ice water. I'm not drinking a soda.
Yeah.
I'm not drinking my gin and tonic.
Yeah.
And it's not them. It's like, it's been consistently throughout.
Yes.
When I get an old fashioned.
Which is interesting. And I, like, wonder what the difference is.
What?
Like, if it's just that people don't have that, like, base knowledge that that's normally how that's done.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to say I'm smart, but... Like, it seems, I don't know if, like, just because people don't know, or that's what I'm saying, like, it's...
Or if they just choose not to.
It's just cheaper. I don't, like, I'm trying to think, like, how does it benefit the restaurant? Other than it makes the customer need to drink it faster.
Yeah.
And then would order another one. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, and then they just don't have to deal with the molds.
I guess. The only thing. At that point, I would just order a different drink. That would not be
really
like that. I would just order my, like, a gin and tonic.
Yeah.
And.
But when you want to order an old fashioned, you want to order an old fashioned.
Yeah. I want an old fashioned.
And it not to water down super quick.
I don't understand. Plus, maybe because they use that whiskey glass.
Yeah.
Because they kept using that. I've noticed it's mostly in those. If you have a whiskey glass, that mm-hmm. weird pear shaped glass, that's when they use cubed ice. If you have that nice, like, standard cylinder glass, then they drop the whole cube in there.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's because they can't drop the cube in there, and that's why they use the cubed ice or crushed.
But then they just need to use a different cup.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah,
I don't understand. I don't know, because if that glass, that should be just whiskey neat.
Yes,
that's what that glass specifically is for. It's for whiskey neat. If you want a whiskey glass, if you want a whiskey on the rocks, then you do that long, the cylinder one.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. But to me, that's why I knocked down to
7.5. Yeah, so any bartenders that are listening, please let us know what your thoughts are on this.
Or am I just an idiot
and
being nitpicky and don't know diddly squat about drinking?
We would very much like to hear some opinions, for sure. Just reach out to us and let us know what you think. If you know us directly, just reach out to us directly, because we would love to hear opinions. That we can bring up potentially the next time
I only know one bartender, personally.
I know a couple. But, you know, it helps to have diversified views.
I guess. So.
And hey, maybe by the time, you know, this December episode shows up in June of next year, we'll have a couple more bartenders that listen to us.
Yeah, I guess. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Well, Arnie, do you have anything else to this, or?
No, I think that covers it.
Okay. Well, if you guys have also been to the Lewis and Clark American restaurant down there on Main Street, St. Charles, or have other thoughts about how drinks should be made, you can please leave us on our social media. I think we have an Instagram now, right?
We do have an Instagram, yes.
It's We Hungry Instagram?
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
We Hungry STL.
Okay, STL. Yeah. So otherwise, that's all what we have for today's episode. Thank you for listening, and join us next week, because we hungry.